What's up, Raza? This is Fernando Amador, and this is my podcast, Chicano Cast, and today is number 38. I took some time for this one, but, you know, I just wanted to make sure I had something to say before I recorded. But Raza, come on. Where are my reviews, cabrones? I don't see any new ones on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. Háganme el paro, cabrones. Put up some reviews. Like I said, bad ones too. I'll take them all. Also, spread the Chicano Cast link through your social media. And, you know, I really do need more than 3 listeners to keep this shit going. Okay, Raza, today's show is on the Education Pimp Part 2. Like I called myself before in a previous show. Pushing education to our Chicano listeners as a way to better yourself and better our community. Also today, I will be touching on Hispanic Heritage Month and how it's a lot of bullshit. That's right, I said it. So hear me out and then judge my brown ass. First, I'm pushing education. So if I'm the pimp, then you're my bitches. And bitches, if I may call you that, I want to follow up that show with some advice on getting a higher education. I only have a bachelor, so that's as far as I can give advice, but hopefully you young Raza, you know, are shooting way higher than that. Okay, my bottom bitches, that's the first thing I want to start with, and that is to shoot high. Shoot for that PhD, that's right. Why not? You're smart enough. It just will take hard work. Just always understand it starts with getting a bachelor's, and don't sweat the school. You get the bachelor's from. All that matters is that it's accredited. Because your aim is a PhD or a master's. Because Raza, bachelor degrees are a dime a dozen. I should know. I have one. You don't sweat the school the bachelor comes from, like my ahijado did. Anecdote here, Raza. Yep, from an average Chicano. So one day, I get a call from my ahijado's older sister. Hey, can we come over and talk to you? Your ahijado is really agüitado because he didn't get into the universities he wanted after high school. Or after he finishes high school. I'm like, sure, come on over. I can calm his Colombian ass down, I think. Yeah, they're Colombianos, cool people. So they get to my house and he has this look like the fucking world is going to end. And I say, okay, what's up, ahijado? His sister tells me, well, he applied to big time schools like UCLA and some not so big time like Santa Barbara and then some lower ranking like Cal State Long Beach. And now he's worried and let down because he only got into Long Beach State and his friends got into some of the more prestigious universities. So I kind of thought about it. Then I got a little offended because, of course, I graduated from Cal State Long Beach. So what's wrong with Long Beach, right? Go Niners! And then I said to him, are you a huitalo because you thought you deserved to go to a better university? Or are you a huitalo because your friends might look down on you? He didn't really answer because he knew it was more about showing off than actually wanting to get his degree. You know, and I told him that Long Beach is a perfectly good school for an engineering degree at a bachelor level, and that he could always get his master's and his PhD from a more prestigious school, if in fact he feels he's so smart and deserves better, right? But for now, he should be glad he got into Long Beach and he should be ready to work his ass off, you know, if he wants to be an engineer. But honestly, I think he was more worried about being able to go to school the next day and say to his friends, I got into so-and-so big-time ass school, and it don't matter if my parents can't afford it. I just want to show off today. So I was real with him. Raza, I told him, you know, if you didn't get in, it's probably because your grades and your SAT scores weren't good enough. So ball up, cabrón, and just be glad a great university like Long Beach State even wants you. Órale, go Niners. So why the story, Raza? Well, it's to tell you not to worry about the school, especially at a bachelor level. Just go to a school that's accredited, get in there and get that damn degree and work your ass off because, you know, it'll pay off. It will, Raza. And I don't mean just in terms of money. Okay, Raza. So I said a bachelor degree is bachelor degrees are a dime a dozen. However, that's not totally true, at least not in some of our communities, not where I grew up. It is sad and that it's still rare in some of our communities for someone from one of our communities to go to college and actually get a degree. You know, many fuckers start, but few finish. Yeah, you get all those vatas and vatos who show off telling everybody they go to junior college. But like I said before, or maybe even college, those can, you know, be black holes. I'm talking about the junior colleges, if you don't have a good plan. So yeah, it's about finishing that degree. So our communities suffer when it comes to graduating raza from college, and that's due to many difficult situations that we Chicanos face at home. It's really complicated because sometimes it's either money or maybe having to help out with your younger siblings, or sometimes the culture for education in our community just isn't there, especially for females. I know, raza, it's 2019 and some old school parents don't think a college education is necessary. I actually had an East LA Chicana who worked for me tell me she had a full scholarship to go to UC Santa Cruz, but her parents thought it was too far and she would be alone. So you know what? She opted to go to Cal State LA instead with no scholarship. No mames, cabrón. A full ride to UC Santa Cruz? I'll take that any day, raza. Any day. So yeah, raza, understand we have these barriers that are both cultural and monetary that we have to get through, you know, in order to get that bachelor's degree. And, you know, if that's all you can get, then go get it, even if it takes you a little longer than 4 years. Actually, I took 5 years, raza, and what were my barriers? Mostly money, raza. We were very poor, you know, when I grew up. But I went out there and applied for all the financial aid I could get. Always tried for every damn scholarship like a bitch, trying to get money anywhere I could. You know, got a part-time job also and even had to take a few loans. But it was all worth it in the end. It was a fucking fight, you know, and I lived off vending machines for a lot of that time. But I also had a blast, you know, going to college, making new friends, joining clubs, and finding some time to attend parties. So, reminding me of clubs, there's a club I actually started at Long Beach State called MIAS, Mexican American Engineers and Scientists. Any MIAS listeners out there, reach out to me at chicanocast@gmail.com. Yeah, the old Mexican American Engineers and Scientists Club, which now is dumbly still called MIAS, but they say that the acronym MIAS means nothing, you know, due to them wanting to be all inclusive. Come on, MIAS people, be creative. How about minorities achieving in engineering and science? Please let it mean something. I know you don't want to exclude, but let it mean something. I know I got one. How about Mexican American Engineers and Scientists? Like it was, cabrones, and should be. Why change it? But of course, never excluding members of any other race, even with that name. I kind of like that. So what else can I give you as advice to get off your lazy ass and go get that degree in whatever you want to study, but get that damn degree. So put down that joint, save that for weekends, and register your ass in school. And yeah, raza, there was times during those 5 years when I saw my friends from the hood in their nice Mustangs because they got their jobs and they were hanging out and partying. And me, no money, no time to party. Well, at least not every weekend. And just trying to make it through school. But I hung in there, you know, partially because I did have my mom and brother behind me pushing and supporting me. Maybe not with money, but with words of encouragement. And, you know, Ama always had food ready and my clothes clean. So that was a big help. So I knew I couldn't let them down, but mostly I couldn't let myself down. So raza, or should I say my bottom bitches, you can't let me down. I am counting on you to get your ass out there. Go get that trick. And by trick, I mean that bachelor's. Yeah, let's start with that bachelor's. Then we can worry about the master's and PhD. HHM, Raza, or Hispanic Heritage Month, and why I think it is bullshit. Well, because HHM should be HHY. That's right. All year, all the time. Yeah, you know, this country was built off the back of slaves or the blacks, but it is now operating and thriving off the back of my brown people, who some are, I would say, almost modern semi-slaves, working for very low wages and shit jobs no one else will do. And thanks to them, we get fed, we get our shit for cheap, we get our grass cut, we get our children looked after, we get our cars washed, we get our beef killed and cut for cheap. I can go on forever in these tough jobs, you know, that Latinos are willing to do for low pay. And a lot of them make under minimum wage and are taken advantage of. Yet our people get no respect, no opportunities for legalization, and no politicians looking out for them, for better wages and better conditions. And you know what? Those people don't work from September 15th to October 15th. Hell no, raza. They work their ass off all year and don't complain. Let me give you some facts about Latinos keeping this country going without getting the recognition. The occupational fatality rate for Hispanics has been the highest among all groups in the United States for 15 years. Yep, taking on those shit-ass jobs nobody wants. Jobs with higher concentrations of Hispanic workers, such as service jobs, construction, and maintenance, typically do not offer life insurance, leaving Hispanic families especially vulnerable. That's right. Also, that previous research suggests that Mexican immigrants do not receive higher pay in exchange for working in riskier jobs. This suggests they may have limited options in the labor market, perhaps because of limited English speaking abilities or a lack of legal status. So they take advantage of that and give us the shit jobs for shit pay. And Raza, here's some more quick ones from the Wall Street Journal, respected newspaper. Latinos are America's most youthful cohort and are growing 6 times as fast as a population overall. Yep, we make babies. Expected to exceed 100 million by mid-century. God damn. These are the people filling jobs now and who will continue to do so for decades. But even they can't keep up with the demand. We need more like them. So what does that mean? Okay, let's go make some more babies, god damn it. This one too, I like this quote from the Wall Street Journal because it is so true. Consider how much more expensive food would become if not for the Latinos who make 39% of U.S. food processing workers and 34% of cooks. Go to any goddamn restaurant and who's making the food? Raza. You can hear it by the music they listen to back there or when they talk to each other. Órale, cabrón, pásame la limones, pásame las cebollas. You could hear the fucking calling each other cabrones like crazy. Here's another one. Healthcare would be extremely costly without Latino workers who occupy 1 in 4 support jobs in that sector. Maybe we're not doctors. I wish we were, but I know we support doctors by whatever we do at these damn hospitals. Here's more. Latinos also strengthen the economy by creating jobs. Latino entrepreneurs produce more than $700 billion annually. And as Latinos in the U.S., have become wealthier, they increasingly contribute to the economy as consumers. They account for nearly 30% of America's growth in real income. With that comes purchasing power. And from 2010 to 17, real consumption by Latinos in the U.S. grew 72% faster than the rest of the population. Like I said before, we love to have a good time, man. We love to buy a lot of shit. Here's a startling fact. One more, Raza. If the U.S. Latino population were an independent economy, its gross domestic product would be the fastest growing among the world's developed economies. U.S. Latino GDP is now $2.3 trillion per year. Damn, Raza, we are huge and we are valuable to this country and to the world. So why only a month? Well, recognition is nice, but we are more than just a month in America's year. We are America. The whole damn year, and not only in numbers and in money, but don't forget, this land that I sit on my fat ass right now, and maybe some of you fat asses listeners are also sitting on, well, this was stolen from Mexico. I'm in LA, Raza, and this was stolen from Mexico. This was Mexico. So why are we foreigners in our own land? Guess what? We are not. So we don't deserve a month. We deserve a year, and every year before, and every year coming. Because we are everywhere and we are not here thanks to being allowed to come here. We are here because we have all the goddamn right to be here. We are where we are supposed to be. And let me give you just some quick history about that. The Mexican cession consisted of present-day U.S. states of California, Nevada, Utah, most of Arizona, and about half of New Mexico, and about a quarter of Colorado, and a small section of Wyoming being sold to the USA, or should I say stolen by the USA? Yep, for $15 million, I believe. Well, guess what? You are in the right place, your place. You can say, hey, Güero, I was here first. And Raza, listen to this. All this happened in 1848. Mexico surrenders on U.S. terms. So the U.S. takes over ownership of New Mexico, California, and expanded Texas and more for a token payment of $15 million, which leads to the Whig Intelligencer newspaper to report, we take nothing by conquest, thank God. Sure, yeah, you bought it fair and square, cabrones. At an unknown date, General Ulysses S. Grant calls the Mexican War the most unjust war ever undertaken by a stronger nation against a weaker one. Some of you, Raza, might be studying this and might know more than what I've just presented, but it was bullshit. It was stolen. So this is our land. So give us a month to be recognized? I don't think so. We own the whole goddamn year. And that's why we need to celebrate our Chicanoism all year, raza all the time. And I don't mean coronas and carne asadas, cabrones, but you know, that is fun. I mean, representing with pride. And by example, being a good citizen and like the education pimp that I am, getting as best an education as you can. And you know what? A trade is also a very good education. All kids want to work on computers all day, so they think they'll end up doing that, but some don't. So you know what? Taking on a trade like a plumber, a mechanic, and the like is very noble and very smart. Just don't stay stranded at Walmart job at 19 years old when you got the whole world available to you, Raza. Open your eyes. Better yet, open your mind. Okay, Raza, I'm sounding like, what's his name, that motivator dude, Tony Robbins, so I better shut up now. Again, please share links to the ChicanoCast podcast on your social media. Review me on iTunes or Apple Podcast. Yep, just like you did already, cabrones. Thanks a lot. Por nada. Hey, Raza, I got an idea. Why don't you guys email me with your name or your nickname, your school, and your major, and I'll give you a shout-out on my next show. Let's see how many listeners are college or trade school students, and I'm guessing at least two. Órale. So have a good weekend, Raza, and sorry for you Dodger fans. Que gacho, ¿verdad? Stay brown and stay proud. Hasta la próxima, Raza.
This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, and I saw above me that endless skyway, I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me.
Huevos cabrones.